One of the big things that we've been talking about for a long time now is the labor shortage. And is there any solution or resolution in sight? There have been a lot of press conferences, a lot of folks here at our state contacting Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott this week to ask them to support some bipartisan reform. I'm not going to spill the beans and give the entire idea away.
What does that even mean, bipartisan?
Well, you're about to find out. We've got the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce with us this morning. We've talked with him several times before. Frank Knapp, thanks for getting up early on a Friday on a holiday weekend to join us, Frank.
Good morning, Leanne. Thank you very much. And Rick, hello to you.
Thank you.
Rick, you heard him ask, what is the bipartisan reform? What could anyone in Congress cross the aisle and agree on to help us figure out this labor shortage? What's your idea?
Well, Leanne, yes, we have a labor shortage, but, you know, we've had a labor shortage for decades. The pandemic simply accelerated that. Everybody has different ideas of the causation for the labor shortage. But one thing we do know is that this country is in something called demographic stagnation. We are aging. We are not producing the young people we need for our labor force. And this is a long-term problem that we have. And what we did this week, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce joined the American Business Immigration Coalition. That's a growing business organization that is promoting common sense immigration reform in Washington. And if we're going to have a future labor force that everybody wants, we're going to have more people. That's the bottom line. And fortunately, we have people around the world who want to live and work here for us. And we have a ready supply of about over a million of these young children who came here illegally. Their parents brought them here when they were very young. They're called the Dreamers. Everybody's heard about them. We need to get them some type of legal status and take away the objections of people and obstruction of our system to stop them from really fully engaging and helping us with our labor force and entrepreneurship. So there are bills out there. In fact, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, has his Durbin-Graham Dream Act of 2021. There's also the Secure Act. And there's a couple other things. Now, these things are on the table. They're bipartisan. We just need to get them done for the Dreamers now, so that we can get them the legal status that they need to really be fully engaged in our economy. So that's the bipartisan thing that we were talking about. But we obviously hope that there'll be bipartisan in the future immigration reform that will allow for a moderate increase in legal immigration, so that we can bring the people who want to come here, skilled, less skilled, take the jobs that need to be taken. And with our entrepreneurship, immigrants are great entrepreneurs. We need to grow small businesses in this country. We're at a 40-year low in small business startups here, and we need to turn that around. We're going to need more people who want to go into our rural and underserved communities to start businesses, to grow them from the bottom up.
See, I really think that using the word taken is a very choicey word. I offer them a job, but, you know, I don't think, and I get the whole thing about, you know, if the American people don't want to work, we bring in people that do. Well, I think it should be where we should educate enough people to where they want to work that are Americans.
Oh, well, our unemployment is pretty doggone low. They're always economists are funny. They often say full employment is somewhere around 4%, because there's always people in transition. There are people who just, you know, don't want to work. Of course, if I'm an employer, I don't want to force somebody to come work for me who simply doesn't want to work. that's not good for my business. We just simply don't have enough people. We're not growing our children so that we're going to have to replenish the young people and working age adults that we're all going to need, not only for our economy, but, you know, for those of us who are, you know, Social Security, Medicare eligible. If we don't have young people working, who's going to be paying those taxes so that those benefits can go to the people who deserve them?
You know, Frank, hearing you talk about that brings to mind one of the reasons that they say we have a shortage of hazmat truck drivers who can haul fuel around the country is because they're aging out. The younger people that get into long haul trucking want a quicker turnover than the care and the extra time it takes to deliver gas. So I see what you're saying. And when I talked to Dave about having you on the show, I said, you know, if you own a business and you can't find enough people to work in your restaurant, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, independent. You just need to find dependable employees. But explain to us, for people who do think it's a partisan issue, what is the difference between the DACA Act, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act, that was, you know, a 2010 executive order from Barack Obama, and the DREAM Act that Lindsey Graham's promoting?
Well, you just said it in the description of DACA. Mm-hmm. It is an executive order. That can be changed and go away in a heartbeat. These young people, they appreciated that. I talked to a lot of them this week. They're so appreciative that that was done. It enabled them to open some doors to some education and to some work opportunities. But hanging over their head is always the fear that somebody's going to change that policy and they're subject to being deported. You couldn't live like that. I couldn't live like that. We need them to be fully engaged, not have to worry about somebody's going to come along someplace in Washington and change the rules and try to send them all back to someplace they've never been. They don't know anything about. And so we have over a million of them, and that would help us with our labor shortage and our entrepreneurship issue. And to be honest with you, it's simply the moral and ethical thing to do for them.
Now, just to be clear, these are our children that, through no fault of their own, were here as children. Either they were born here or they were brought here by parents that didn't go through the legal immigration process. Or are we talking about families that may be yet to come and bring children in?
No, we're talking about those over a million of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those are now college-age kids. And they've lived all their life here. And yes, they were brought here illegally by their parents. They had no choice in it. Mm-hmm. But this is the only country they know. They have grown up here. And we need them. I've talked to a lot of them this week. They are just great kids. And they all have aspirations, but they need to have that fear of legal status taken off of their shoulders. So the DREAM Act would do that. They would it would provide them with an opportunity for legal status, and they then can do things that need to be done. It's hard for people to understand who have never been in that situation where they've grown up all their lives looking over their shoulders, wanting to know, when is this going to happen, and they're going to yank me and send me back to Central America where I don't know anybody and I've never been.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you've explained to us these are children and teenagers, maybe even young adults, who are already here through no fault of their own. And I like to assume that the men and women in Congress are smart and they understand this issue as well. So if this is the case, why would Lindsey Graham say that this is not the time for him to be able to move the DREAM Act to passage because of the situation at the border, when it sounds to me you're saying they're two entirely separate issues?
Well, they are two entirely separate issues. The border is an issue that's controversial and is a problem and it needs to be resolved. But these kids came here, you know, 12, 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to do with today. And so we, you know, we got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. So I hope that Senator Graham, and that's one thing we're calling for. We're calling for Senator Graham and Senator Scott to move and pass those opportunities for Dreamers to have a path to legal status. The border has nothing to do with it other than maybe cause some more partisanship around the general issue of immigration. But this is a completely different issue, and Senator Graham supports it. He ought to move it. I think that he will find support across the aisle.
We're talking with Frank Knapp. He's the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, and our discussion on, you know, solutions, possible ways that we can get more people that want to work into the workforce and reduce our labor shortage. A lot of folks, Frank, that are listening right now, they see a more immediate solution would be attracting J-1 visa students who've been the foreign nationals coming to, you know, the Myrtle Beach area to help us all summer long. Where does that play into the talks that you've had recently with our lawmakers?
Well, you're absolutely right. That needs to be changed, the policy to taking that opportunity away from students overseas to come here to take jobs in our hospitality industry needs to be put back the way it used to be. And I don't know why that hasn't been done yet. But again, we need more than students just coming over here temporarily. Mm-hmm. We need people to come here to live and work permanently, and that's what we're advocating for this week when we have our press conferences Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston on Wednesday, calling for this type of reform, both the Dreamer legislation to get passed and for future legislation to allow for a higher number, a moderate number of new working age adult immigrants to come to this country and help us with all those problems of workforce and entrepreneurship that we need be solved.
So, Frank, last hour before we talked with you, we were reviewing the costs of having your average 4th of July picnic and saw that the food that costs the most versus last year, the increase of 22%. Year over year was on strawberries, and we mused about what could be causing that. But you and I both know the price of strawberries would have to go up, 222% for most of the Americans we know looking for a job to select the job of picking the strawberries. So, what are we doing to help farmers get employees?
Well, we have this exactly the same thing that I've been talking about. We do these immigrants. Some of these are not going to be high skilled; they'll be low skilled, and they're willing to take these jobs to be able to live and work in this country. And we need to give temporary. There are recipients of the temporary protected status and farm workers that has already been put in place. We need to make that permanent and give them an opportunity toward legal status. There are a lot of jobs out there that most Americans don't look at and don't want to do. But there are plenty of people in this world who would love to come to the United States, are good people, are willing to go through the legal process if given the opportunity to come here and to fill positions that we're having a hard time filling. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Well, Frank, we're out of time, but before I let you go, just for the business owner who is looking for employees, for the farmer that knows they're going to need help, especially as we get further into the harvest season, what would you encourage them to do if they could take some action to help?
Absolutely. They need to contact Senator Tim Scott's office. They need to contact Senator Lindsey Graham's office. They need to say, please pass the Durbin-Graham Dream Act of 2021. They need to pass the Secure Act and then to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act with some revisions, amendments to it. If they would do those things, we would address some of the farm issues we have, agriculture. We'll address the Dreamer issue. And hopefully then that'll set the stage, if we can do that, for a serious conversation about how we increase moderately legal working adult status people around the world to be able to come here and to add more of a workforce and entrepreneurship that we need today. And we're going to need a lot more tomorrow as people like me age out of the labor force.
Well, Frank, thank you so much. I know this kind of a situation, we need to hear every voice so we can find a solution to having a healthy workforce in the future. So we appreciate you taking time out of a holiday Friday to join us. Frank Knapp, the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure we'll have you back again soon. Thanks so much.
Leanne, thank you. You and Rick also have a great 4th of July.
Thanks.